This is
Ann Wilder, aka Anna Mail, who runs the Thoughts on Thrillers website. And this is our first podcast. As today, with my special guest, well, my dad, Joe Wilder.
Hi, everybody.
Anyways, today we'll be talking about Michael Crichton's first book, The Little Known Odds On. It's little known because he wrote it under a pen name, under the pen name John Lang. This was he wrote a lot of books under pen names in his early years because he was in medical school at the time and wasn't sure if he could make it full time as an author, and he didn't want to have his teachers think less of him. Because in med school, at least back then, apparently a large portion of your grades was dependent on what your teachers thought of you. Interesting, huh?
Very.
So, let's see. Odds On is a book about three crooks on the Spanish that it was published back in 1960s, and it was about three crooks who are trying to rob a luxury hotel on the Spanish Riviera, but as usual, unforeseen circumstances cause things to mess up. He messed up.
I thought it was interesting that it seemed like one of the plot points here had to do with the new technology, which was using computers.
Very good. That was computers were just becoming a new thing back then. And he was introducing people who weren't familiar with it to the technology. That's something he does in a lot of his later books. He teaches you as you read. While it's not to nearly such an extent here, there are one or two learning things you can learn from even this one, and that shows what would later be staple Crichton materials, Crichton techniques.
Right. Right. So, as far as the story went, and the use of technology,
it was very slight.
Yes, just given that this is 40 years after the fact, at least. But what I thought was interesting, and
50,
not giving away,
closer to 50, really.
Right, without giving away too much, and I'm not sure how much we want to tell the story, but the technology part didn't seem to have that particularly of a positive impact on the gentlemen who were using it.
It wasn't so much that the technology was used they didn't think to program in for the circumstances that happened. Everything they programmed in for, if only that had happened, it probably would have gone off without a hitch. But like they say, as you and I know now, but was probably not well understood back then, is that computers don't assume nothing. Like it said, the computer assumes nothing. You have to tell it everything.
Right. Well, and again, I don't know if how much you want to give away, but as far as the one of the other factors here.
Kind of racy, you mean?
No, didn't involve computers, and they were just as successful.
Oh yeah, one of the other factions, let's call them.
Right.
It's a really old book, so I'm not too worried about spoilers, except for the fact that it's also been out of print for a while and was never too widespread, so.
Yeah, well, you can cut this out if you don't like it later.
Yeah, I can.
So, but I thought the story was interesting. As you said, it was pretty racy, considering it was from back in the 60s.
It's impossible to go through the book without. Part of me wonders if the purpose of them, what the purpose of them was. I can think of three possible purposes. One, just to get an arousal out of the male audience, so to speak. I'll probably have to. Anyways, second one is to fill up the pages so it meets the required length for a short book. Or three, maybe as a distraction from this subtle foreshadowing going on as to what will how the events will be derailed.
Right. The other perspective that I would bring to it was that since it was written I think in the early 60s.
I think 1966, I believe. I'd have to check to be sure.
So the mid-60s. But around that time, Ian Fleming's books
James Bond had been, books, yeah.
been out for a little bit, but they also utilized some technology and also had a lot of sexual tension in them, or sexual content.
Yeah, to put it mildly, I guess. What I heard,
it's pretty tame by comparison to some things, but
from what I've heard about some of them, some of the sexual content in James Bond would make this one look like a walk in the park. But I haven't read any of Ian Fleming's yet, so I wouldn't know firsthand. Keep this in mind, so take that with a grain of salt.
Right.
Grain of salt. I think that pretty much covers the themes. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think it was an enjoyable read. It's a pretty short book, and
expensive. Hopefully, Hard Case Crime has been going back and republishing some of Michael Crichton's earlier pen name books, so there might be a chance of it being republished in the future. But with his unfortunate death two years back, it's possible that it might be a while before they do any others. So, if it does come out eventually, seize it while you can, because who knows how long it's going to be around at a decent price. Other than that I'd recommend it, but only if you're a big fan of Crichton and want to see how he got his start. I can't recommend the $100 price tag for such a small book for everyone. And I'm being ballpark. That's actually kind of low. Some of the premium first editions and premium condition were worth even more. I just settled for a decent, readable copy. And it was still expensive.
It sounds like it. Alright, thanks.
Bye.
40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Ha 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 ha